There are downbeat stories on finance aplenty in today's papers. The Irish Independent has a two-page spread on them, from rising mortgage interest rates to residents of a Dublin apartment block going cold and skipping showers. That's after the price of their gas went up last month by 500%. More finance gloom in the Irish Examiner, which reports that the slowdown in the tech business puts Ireland's 2024 tax intake at risk. In the same story in the Irish Daily Mail, the paper lists the number of tech companies which have laid off Irish staff lately. And on that, President Michael D. Higgins is reported in the Irish Independent as urging all workers to join a trade union. There's quite a normal-looking photo in the Irish Daily Mirror of a car driving past a hoarding in Donegal. The accompanying story, though, tells you that the hoarding is in Crislaw and is in front of the site of the fatal explosion there that killed 10 people over a month ago. The Mirror reports that the road in front of the site has just reopened. And the front page of the Irish Daily Mail says that Dana sang at a remembrance mass in the village last night. A couple of environment stories in the papers. Campaigners have complained that the organisers of COP27 have used plastic grass on the site. According to the Irish Daily Star, they say that plastic grass is extremely difficult to recycle and is bad for wildlife. They've calculated that plastic grass in the UK has displaced billions of worms. To be almost precise, 115,718,700,000 worms. Still on animals and the planet, the Irish Independent tells us that scientists are saying you should feed your dogs dry food rather than wet food. That's because most of the calories in dry food come from vegetables, but most of those in wet food come from meat. A court case involving a taxi driver appears in the Irish Independent and the Irish Times today. According to the Independent, he's had a personal injury claim dismissed. The paper says it's his fifth personal injury claim and he's obtained almost €100,000 in damages from previous accidents. The Irish Times reports that the judge threw out the latest claim, saying that the affidavit the driver had sworn was untruthful. He went on to say that the driver seemed to be making quite a career out of personal injury claims. The judge said that the court was not impressed. The sports section of the Irish Times reports that Wimbledon Tennis Club has changed its clothing rule. Normally, players must wear all white, but now women and girls will be allowed to wear coloured shorts under their skirts. This follows players telling Wimbledon that they felt anxious playing in white while they had their periods. And if you're thinking about expensive Christmas presents, Hilary Fannin in the Irish Times has done the legwork for you. She went to the loo in one of Dublin's top department stores and while there checked out the shop's Christmas zone. She found an ordinary looking green umbrella for €140. The tag explained to her why it was so expensive. It said that the umbrella was a pioneering format for the future where the age of the imagination is the product of reality.